Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. The early bird, Pat Pagano. Pat.
Yes.
I have never received a forecast so early from you in the morning. I was so concerned. I sent an email.
I saw that, and I was going to answer you, but it's a little difficult, and I'll explain why. But first, let's talk about our weather.
Yes.
And then we'll work through the past Thanksgiving weekend.
All right.
And tell you about all of that. But mostly sunny, breezy today, 45 to 50. Clear tonight, lower 20s. So it's cold. Sunny, 50 again on Tuesday. Wednesday, partly sunny, 50 to 55. And then on Thursday, sun will mix with clouds, about 50. So very mild right through the end of the month. Then come Friday, a front comes in with periods of rain or showers, but we're still mild, at least near 50 degrees. And then we cool it down over the weekend, but it should be basically fair. And we'll call it seasonably chilly. So that's really not too bad to end the month.
All right. Seasonably chilly.
Seasonably chilly. You know, that seasonably chilly at this time of the year is like low to mid 40s.
And you don't see any big storms on the way.
Do not see any big storms. Right through the weekend, we are okay. How was my commute on Thanksgiving Day? Not terrible. 2 hours out to Long Island, 1.5 hours back. So that was way better than last year. Last year was three and a half and two back. So that was way better. Friday I had to go to the wake, and I hit tons of traffic going on the Garden State Parkway south to the wake, to the funeral home, because there's a little shopping mall on the way way down called the Paramus.
Oh, God. Forget it.
So that was kind of a hassle. And then I was just doing fine, getting things around the house. And Saturday night, going to go to the diner to meet our friends, jump into the shower. And in the shower, there is one of these little sample gels of soap. And they look like they're in a small little wax container, very small, and you rip off the top, and it wasn't coming out, so I squeezed it, and the entire glove went right into my left eye.
I was going to say, that's when you squeeze stuff like that, you got to make sure you're pointing it down.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I stood under the shower to try to get it out.
No.
But it was burning like you could not believe. I started putting drops in my eyes to try to wash it out. I'm trying to wash it out. Of then in the sink, you know, with the squirter, trying to wash it out of my eyes. It was absolutely horrible. Went to urgent MD yesterday, and of course I have conjunctivitis, and they gave me liquid drops. They told me to keep doing the wash, because I have the wash that I bought in a drugstore. They said do that at least 3 times a day, put the drops in every 3 hours. If I wake up this morning and the eyelid is still swollen and it's still, you know, uncomfortable, then I have to take the antibiotic pills as well as the drop. So it looks like I'm going to be doing that. So I'm working with one eye right now. My left eye is the eye that is not doing well. So I'm working with my right eye, and it is just terrible. Folks, I hate to say, but I am just miserable. Absolutely miserable. I mean, as I'm speaking to you right now, I'm holding my left eyebrow up so that the lid would not stay closed. And the gook just keeps coming out of my eye. Never had this before. Hope I never have it again. And the quicker I can get rid of this, the happier I'll be.
Well, I was going to complain this morning, but now I'm not. One of my computers, the screen has gone bad. It's the one I record, like I'm recording you on it, and it's the one I record the shows on, and then load them right up to the on-demand page.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's showing everything in small. It's about half the size of what it should be.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you, Pat, I'm straining my eyes. I don't feel so bad now. Listen to your story. I'll take the problem I have. I can just replace the monitor.
I was just going to say, good thing that didn't happen here, because there would be no weather today, that's for sure. But I do have a question for you, and I know this monitor right in front of me does have little buttons underneath for the brightness, but I haven't been successful in trying to tone down the brightness of the monitor, because with something like this, the brightness hurts your eye.
Yeah.
Is there a way to go in? This is Windows 7. Is there a way to go into the control panel and bring down the brightness?
What you do is shrink down everything so you just come to your main screen. Okay, shrink down whatever you have on, you know, that little bar, that the flat bar, so everything is flat. So this, so all it's showing is your is when you turn on the computer, you know, that screen.
I have all my icons on the yeah. desktop.
Okay, yeah. So go to that page, right click.
Yeah.
And what does it say?
Configure, let's see, view, sort by, refresh, NVIDIA control panel, new screen resolution.
There you go. Screen resolution. It should have display settings and stuff like that.
Screen resolution on it. It just says change the appearance display resolution, 19x20x10x80, orientation landscape, multiple displays, extended displays. This is currently your main. Make the text and others larger or smaller. What display setting should I choose? That's it. That has an advanced setting, too.
Well, there should be something there that allows you to change the setting. There should be.
Something says monitor.
Yeah.
Properties. Properties. Colors, true, and properties. This is
okay. What this, then? There should be a button on your screen, a menu button.
There is.
Push the menu button on your screen.
Right.
And that should give you the option to brighten it and lower it and stuff like that.
Okay.
On your screen itself, on the monitor itself, push the menu button and go to the and you should be able to find it there.
I did find it. I just don't know how to control. I don't know how to get to. It's right in front of me now. It says, I don't know how to, picture, Acer e-color management, brightness, contrast.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get down.
There's little buttons that they should show you, like if you've got a menu button, blah, 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 it'll show you which arrow to push to go up and down.
I got you.
That's what I was trying to do, fix it this morning. And you make a million mistakes trying to fix it.
Yeah, I just at this point right now,
everything
is so frustrating.
I knew something was wrong when I'm sitting, because I get up around 3:30, I'm sitting at my screen, and all of a sudden the weather comes up. So I say to myself, my gosh, something must have happened, because I've never, ever seen the forecast this early.
Yeah, it was really early, and because I could not sleep, I would wake up and my left eye was stuck, you know, so I'd have to get up and I'd have to get a warm compress to try to get the junk off my eye, you know, my eyelashes. And I just looked at the time and I said, while I could see right now, let me try to get this stuff over. And that's what I've been doing.
All right,
well, I see, I'm trying to get the work done.
In the next day or two, if it doesn't improve, my advice to you is to get a black eye patch and a parrot.
Yeah, really. Well, I'm going to start the antibiotics today, but I may even call my accountant, who knows a very good eye doctor.
Yeah, and go see an eye doctor. That's exactly.
And I may go see an eye doctor. I guess I could wait one more day and give the antibiotics a little bit.
I would go see an eye doctor if you can get anything. I'd go see an eye doctor.
Yeah,
I would.
Okay.
All right, Pat.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pigano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.